Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
6:13, miserable, hot, humid morning. But then again, if you knew of a June 6th where it wasn't that way here in New Orleans, I'd like to know about it because it's summertime. The good thing is the tropics are quiet for the next 10 days, so we'll take it. Andy Smith joins us now, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. How you doing, Andy?
I'm doing well, thank you. I think we got that kind of weather up here. Hot and over 90 yesterday and thunderstorms this morning.
Well, it's 69 at least right now in New Hampshire, so you guys at least cooled down a little bit, right?
A little bit. Well, for us, that's pretty hot.
Yeah, it's only going up to 70 degrees over the weekend. See, we don't get a break from it. It's this way until maybe October, November, et cetera. Let's talk about the big rift here between Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Some people are texting in, apparently saying that they think it's all a smoke and mirror thing, that it's a big game. I don't know what the end game would be here. Thoughts?
Oh, I don't know what to think about this because we're getting bits and pieces from various leakers, I would say, within government who have their own positions and they're trying to play on that slippery, greasy pole of power. I think there are a lot of people that were in the Trump administration that didn't like Musk in there at all. An outsider, somebody who jumped into the campaign late. Musk, I'm sure, doesn't like a lot of the other people within the Trump administration who he sees as kind of the typical problem within Washington, not moving fast, inefficient, and so forth. So the egos come into play, and I don't know if you've seen some of the research on this, upwards of 60 to 70% of all the news about the federal government either comes from direct releases by government agencies or by leaks from government officials. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're getting a lot here. It does sound like there are some real problems with the expense side of the big, beautiful bill in the eyes of Musk, but that's probably true in the eyes of a lot of other Republicans in the House and the Senate who aren't willing to stand up and say much about it because, you know, frankly, their positions may rely on being nice to Trump, where for Musk, he's an independent actor here. So I'm not willing to say one way or the other what I think about what's going on because, frankly, I don't know, and
who,
I don't think any
knows?
Of us really know.
Exactly. Who knows? That's exactly right. Who knows, and who knows who has what on what? I was kidding around
it's
when we started.
Opera, though.
Yeah, by playing Al Wilson the snake because Donald Trump on a campaign trail back in the day used to talk about take me in, no tender woman, and you knew I was a snake when you brought me in. And that's the only thing I could think of yesterday when I heard about this. It's like, well, you kind of knew who you were doing business with when you brought him in, so... One thing that I do have a problem with is, you know, Donald Trump saying that he's going to cut SpaceX contracts and Elon Musk saying he's going to do decertify whatever he's going to do with his spacecraft. But I don't know that we should be doing business with SpaceX or Elon Musk because of a friendship between Donald Trump and Elon Musk. Either it's a good deal for the government and the taxpayers and the country, or it's not. If it's a good deal, well, then you do it whether you like Musk or not. If it's a bad deal, you shouldn't have done it in the first place, right?
I agree with you there. This is one of the bigger problems that I've seen both from a Democratic and Republican administrations, is really choosing who their friends and their enemies are and using the power of the government to reward them or punish them. Mm-hmm. That's getting into kind of banana republic territory. And that, I think, is a troubling long-term trend that we've had in America.
So let's talk about this big, beautiful bill. They say ostensibly this breakup is about the big, beautiful, if you want to call it that, a breakup, is about rift. Let's call it a rift.
There we go.
Dust up is about the big, beautiful bill. And do we know exactly what it's going to do to the debt and deficit?
Not exactly, because what we've got are estimates from the Congressional Budget Office, and those are tend to be fixed. They don't really look at the kind of the economic impact of things like tax cuts, because, you know, tax cuts certainly will lower revenue, but they also typically expand the GDP and expand the size of the economy, which brings in more tax revenue. So we've been having these arguments about tax estimates, revenue estimates by the CBO going back at least to the Reagan administration. So I don't think we quite know. It's probably a good idea, probably a good bet, though, that it will increase the debt, because it seems like everything that goes on in Washington increases the debt.
It is an interesting political discussion, though, because I know a lot of texts I got from people when Elon Musk was the in guy, when he was in the clique, sitting at the lunch table, that he was the greatest thing in the world. Now, all of a sudden, he's not the greatest thing in the world? Or how does this affect the I don't know if you want to call it the MAGA nation, or I don't know. How would you describe this, Andy?
I think that those MAGA guys who went out and bought Cybertrucks are probably looking at those things saying, how do I get rid of this ugly mm-hmm. car? But I think that there is a real control that Trump has over top of his people, and folks willingness to listen to what Trump identifies as good or bad and go along with it, and then rationalize why what they're believing is correct. I've said that before. Rationalization is a strong thing. You got a lot of people doing a lot of rationalization about their support for Trump.
I didn't even think about the vehicle part of it. What are those ugly trucks? What do you call them? Cybertrucks?
The Cybertruck. The Tesla Cybertruck, which I think has to be the ugliest car ever made. Sorry for those people who have them, but
not a big fan. It looks like a paramilitary vehicle. And then if that's what you want, that's fine. It's your money. You can spend it however you want. It looks like what?
It looks like a Lego toy.
I also wouldn't make the second largest purchase in your life that you're going to make based on a political decision, because the political winds can change. However, you're paying for that for 7 or 8 years, or you're out a bunch of cash if you paid cash for it. Let's talk about how this falls on the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, and on the congressional members, both House and Senate, when it comes to this big, beautiful bill, and then what happens procedurally as we move on. Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, talking about the big, beautiful bill and the rift between Donald Trump and Elon Musk. And who knows? They're liable to patch it up today. There's no telling. 620 Traffic Now, WWL. 625 Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. Somebody texted in with a good point that Andy has made before, and that is, people get so caught up in national politics and Musk and Trump and everything else, they don't pay attention to local stuff. For example, we have two inmates that are still on a run 3 weeks after an escape from the Orleans Justice Center. Donald Trump or Elon Musk had nothing to do with that. We have prohibitive insurance rates in the state, both automotive and homeowners. Donald Trump has nothing to do with that, nor does Elon Musk. But yet people get all caught up in the national politics, and ignore the local. We're not, because we're going to talk about later on today, as we always do. Andy, Elon Musk brought Mike Johnson of Louisiana into it, the Speaker of the House, saying, where is the Mike Johnson of 2023? Referring to Mike Johnson saying that the debt was unsustainable. And Mike Johnson responded on Twitter saying, it's the same Mike Johnson who's always been a lifelong fiscal hawk, who now serves as Speaker and is implementing a multi-stage plan to get our country back to fiscal responsibility and extraordinary economic growth. The same consistent Mike Johnson who has always supported the America First agenda. I don't know what the America First agenda is. What is that?
Whatever you want it to be.
There you go.
Whatever you can convince somebody it is.
All right.
Marketing.
But it has, when it comes to debt and deficit, We're working on somebody to come on and talk about where is the tipping point when it comes to debt and deficit, because we heard about percentage of debt to GDP. We know about the interest that the United States is paying. But at some point, one of two things is going to happen. Either it tips or it doesn't. If it doesn't tip, well, then I guess we keep on doing what we're doing. If it does tip, well, then there's going to be ramifications, and we're trying to find a nonpartisan response to what that's going to look like to us if and when that happens. But along those lines, again, going back to this quote, big, beautiful bill, big, ugly bill, the bill, whatever you want. Let's call it just what it is, an appropriations bill?
HB1.
HB1. Okay, there you go, an appropriations bill. So bottom line, we talk about the CBO and scoring it. Do they even know yet what it's going to do to debt and deficit?
No, I don't think so. As I mentioned earlier, the estimates that they use and the assumptions that they put into their models make a huge difference in the numbers that they come out. They come out the other end. So I don't think they really know. To your point about the deficit and the debt, I think the thing to pay attention to is the interest that we pay. Mm-hmm. And currently we pay more on interest than we do on defense. Now, that's kind of a scary proposition, that if we should need to get into a position where we have significant spending that's needed to be done on defense, like maybe with Russia or, say, China or Iran, or you pick your poison, that reduces the amount of money that's available. And when we have to borrow that money, it eventually has to be paid back. So the debt, I think, is a real issue. Unfortunately, the time horizon for debt is long term. The time horizon in politics is 2 years to the next election.
And that goes back to the old thing about a statesman's concerned about the next generation, a politician about the next election. The things that are going to have to be done to take control of the debt or the deficit, debt yep. primarily, because that's the one that accumulates, it's not going to be.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pleasant for people, and they don't want to hear it, but I don't see political leadership or anybody willing to say, you know what, this is the best thing for the country. We got to do it. Let's all get together and do it and screw whoever wins or loses the next election. That sounds nice, but in actuality, now that I say it out loud, can you imagine that ever happening?
Well, if you look at what the response has been to HB1, it's, you know, people are going to die here, people are going to die there. And Jody Ernst inartfully saying, well, everybody's going to die eventually. Mm-hmm. Not very good political statement. But, you know, it's like we're like little kids as voters. We all want our goodies. We all want our allowance. We don't care if mom or dad have to work extra hours to pay for it. We all want our goodies. That I think is a problem. So yeah, since the politicians are more than happy to give us the things that we want, as long as our kids and grandkids and great grandkids are paying for it, and we're willing to take it.
I always think of one of the Duke brothers at the end of Trading Places. That seems like where we are as a society. Blank him. Thank you, Andy. Appreciate your time. 6:30, we'll talk to Jeff Palermo about LSU baseball when we come back. Time now, WWL First News. All right, 6:46, 14 till 7. WWL's your home for LSU in the NCAA Baton Rouge Super Regional at the Box. Tigers taking on West Virginia Mountaineers. Best of three series. First game tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Pregame, 12:30. Game 2, Sunday at 5. Pregame at 4:30. If necessary, the third game will be Monday at a time yet to be announced. And catch all the exciting LSU baseball action this weekend presented by our Tiger baseball-loving sponsors, Jerry Lane Cadillac, Louisiana Dental Center, Hooters, Cummins, Nico, and Sinceri Law Firm, First American Bank, and E3 Industrial on WWL and a free Odyssey app. Go Tigers. I'm Tommy Tucker. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Here we go, Jeff. It's time. How you doing?
It is time, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm all right. I whenever this time of year comes around, and LSU's in the Super Regional, and I hate to say it, but I always harken back to before I had my knees replaced and I was at a place waiting to get an MRI and I was watching LSU play Stony Brook, and that moment's just etched indelibly in my brain, and I want to get it out, but let's, you know, that's a long time ago, and West Virginia and Stony Brook, two completely different teams, programs, etc. Let's talk about this Super Regional and LSU, and I guess the opponent first, West Virginia.
Well, West Virginia is a team that hasn't had much success in baseball over the program's history. This is the third year in a row, though, that they've been in the NCAA tournament. Second straight year they've been in the Super Regionals. They've never been to the College World Series, but they have been a solid program here over the last couple of years. You're talking about a team this season that's won 44 games, won their conference. They won the Big 12. Now, the Big 12 isn't as good as it was when it had Texas and Oklahoma in it, but there is a lot of traveling in the Big 12, long distances, and they played very well. They stumbled down the stretch. If they didn't stumble down the stretch, they would have hosted their own regional. But then they went into the Clemson regional and beat Kentucky twice. They beat Clemson, and here they are coming to LSU, and this is a team that's confident. It's not, you know, when you look at the numbers, the statistics, you're not going to sit there and go, oh, wow, these guys are good. I mean, they've only hit 55 home runs, but they've hit a bunch of doubles. They put the ball in play. And once they get on base, they like to steal bases. And they've had two pitchers that have really emerged for them as far as starters go, and not to the level of Cade Anderson or Anthony Ianson, but two guys that have really pitched well for them here lately. So, the feeling around town, and I think when you talk to LSU fans, is a little bit of it's confidence. They're not too worried about West Virginia, and if LSU comes to play this weekend and swings the bats well, they should be able to win this Super Regional series.
I am a worrier by nature, so I always worry. I'm looking at a story here at WWL.com. My Jay Johnson telling Mike Dettelier, Bobby Hebert about West Virginia. They definitely have an identity as a team of offense of you've got to get that leadoff guy out. They like to bunt. They like to run, cause a lot of chaos. They're aggressive with their swings towards mistakes, and they're good when they get rolling. Talk about that, Jeff, if you will.
Yeah, as I mentioned, not a power-hitting team. They only got one guy on the team, Kyle West, who is double digits in home runs. But what I've, you know, just studying up on them this week, they just put the ball in play, and they are going to get on base. Now, they didn't steal a bunch of bases in Clemson Regional. They only stole three bases over the course of three games, and they didn't steal any in the final game. Well, and part of that was because they got down, and then they had to come back, and they ended up winning the game by one run in the end to Kentucky to advance to the Super Regionals. But this is a team that will look to put constant pressure on you. Yeah, they bunt, but I don't think it's a huge number. I think they play in a big ballpark, so that might be one of the reasons why their home run total is down. And we know at the Box, especially with it being as warm as it will be this weekend, the ball should carry pretty good this weekend at the Box. So, I think the thing that they'll look to do is on base hits, go from first to third. On doubles, try to score from first. just good base running. And looking over the history of the program here, running the bases has been maybe one of their biggest characteristics. A lot of stolen bases, being aggressive on the base pass. I think that's the big, when you look at it, that's the big thing that kind of sticks out to you offensively as far as what they've been able to do over the course of the last 7 or 8 years.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Jeff Palermo, our guest, he's got an article up at WWL.com. Know the Super Regional Foe, West Virginia. Good read. If you want to go to WWL.com and see that, we'll talk LSU pitching and weather when we come back. 651, 9 till 7. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 646, 14 till 7. WWL's your home for LSU and the NCAA Baton Rouge Super Regional at the box. Tigers taking on West Virginia Mountaineers. Best of three series, first game tomorrow, 1 o'clock, pregame 12:30, game 2 Sunday at 5, pregame at 4:30. If necessary, the third game will be Monday at a time yet to be announced. And catch all the exciting LSU baseball action this weekend, presented by our Tiger baseball-loving sponsors, Jerry Lane Cadillac, Louisiana Dental Center, Hooters, Cummins, Nico, and Sinceri Law Firm, First American Bank, and E3 Industrial on WWL and a free Odyssey app. Go Tigers. I'm Tommy Tucker. Jeff Palermo joins us now. WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. Here we go, Jeff. It's time. How you doing?
It is time, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm all right. I whenever this time of year comes around, and LSU's in the Super Regional, and I hate to say it, but I always harken back to before I had my knees replaced and I was at a place waiting to get an MRI, and I was watching LSU play Stony Brook, and that moment's just etched in indelibly in my brain, and I want to get it out, but let's, you know, that's a long time ago, and West Virginia and Stony Brook, two completely different teams, programs, etc. Let's talk about this Super Regional and LSU, and I guess the opponent first, West Virginia.
Well, West Virginia is a team that hasn't had much success in baseball over the program's history. This is the third year in a row, though, that they've been in the NCAA tournament. Second straight year they've been in the Super Regionals. They've never been to the College World Series, but they have been a solid program here over the last couple of years. You're talking about a team this season that's won 44 games, won their conference. They won the Big 12. Now, the Big 12 isn't as good as it was when it had Texas and Oklahoma in it, but there is a lot of traveling in the Big 12, long distances, and they played very well. They've stumbled down the stretch. If they didn't stumble down the stretch, they would have hosted their own regional. But then they went into the Clemson regional and beat Kentucky twice. They beat Clemson, and here they are coming to LSU, and this is a team that's confident. It's not, you know, when you look at the numbers, the statistics, you're not going to sit there and go, oh, wow, these guys are good. I mean, they've only hit 55 home runs, but they've hit a bunch of doubles. They put the ball in play, and once they get on base, they like to steal bases, and they've had two pitchers that have really emerged for them as far as starters go, and not to the level of Cade Anderson or Anthony Ianson, but two guys that have really pitched well for them here lately. So the feeling around town, and I think when you talk to LSU fans, is a little bit of it's confidence. They're not too worried about West Virginia, and if LSU comes to play this weekend and swings the bats well, they should be able to win this Super Regional series.
I am a worrier by nature, so I always worry. I'm looking at a story here at WWL.com. My Jay Johnson telling Mike Dettelier, Bobby Hebert about West Virginia. They definitely have an identity as a team of offense of you've got to get that leadoff guy out. They like to bunt. They like to run, cause a lot of chaos. They're aggressive with their swings towards mistakes, and they're good when they get rolling. Talk about that, Jeff, if you will.
Yeah, as I mentioned, not a power-hitting team. They only got one guy on the team, Kyle West, who is double digits in home runs. But what I've, you know, just studying up on them this week, they just put the ball in play, and they are going to get on base. Now, they didn't steal a bunch of bases in Clemson Regional. They only stole three bases over the course of three games, and they didn't steal any in the final game. Well, and part of that was because they got down, and then they had to come back, and they ended up winning the game by one run in the end to Kentucky. to advance to the Super Regionals. But this is a team that will look to put constant pressure on you. Yeah, they bunt, but I don't think it's a huge number. I think they play in a big ballpark, so that might be one of the reasons why their home run total is down. And we know at the box, especially with it being as warm as it will be this weekend, the ball should carry pretty good this weekend at the box. So, I think the thing that they'll look to do is on base hits, go from first to third. On doubles, try to score from first. Just good base running. And looking over the history of the program here, running the bases has been maybe one of their biggest characteristics. A lot of stolen bases, being aggressive on the base pass. I think that's the big, when you look at it, that's the big thing that kind of sticks out to you offensively as far as what they've been able to do over the course of the last 7 or 8 years.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Jeff Palermo, our guest, he's got an article up at WWL.com. Know the Super Regional Foe, West Virginia. Good read. If you want to go to WWL.com and see that, we'll talk LSU pitching and weather when we come back. 6:51, 9 till 7. Traffic now, WWL. 6:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Jeff Palermo, talking about the LSU Super Regional. Gets underway tomorrow. All the action for you here on WWL. First pitch is at 1 o'clock, pregame at 12:30. Jeff, let's talk weather, LSU pitching, strategy. I don't know with Baton Rouge if it's like New Orleans where there's a chance for rain every day.
There is a chance for rain every day, but Saturday the rain chances are relatively low, only 15%. But if there's a speck of green on the radar, I mean, we saw this 2 years ago with Paul Skeens. I mean, they'll just wait it out. It was supposed to be an afternoon start on that Saturday afternoon, and there was one little thunder shower that was kind of in the area, and they held off on playing the game all the way until, really there was no chance for rain the rest of the day. But so we'll see. We'll see. It's going to be hot, though. I mean, if they do play at 1 o'clock, I mean, we're looking at high temperatures at about 95 degrees. So it's going to be rough. It's going to be tough for the fans, the players, not going to be easy conditions. And then the rain chances increase. Sunday it's a little bit higher, and then Monday, it's even higher as well. So pitching-wise, though, Tommy, it's going to be Anthony Hyatt and Cade Anderson. One of those two guys will start game one. I'm thinking they're going to go with Ianson. Even though he last pitched on Monday, I think they're going to keep with that, what they did in the regionals. Ianson was the first guy to pitch, and then here came Cade Anderson. I think you'll see the same thing again this weekend as well.
One favors one team or the other? All the Heat?
Well, you got to think it's got to be, LSU. West Virginia, they don't feel these kind of conditions, but it's not like all the kids from LSU are from Louisiana too. I mean, you got a bunch from California, and it gets hot, but it's going to be tough. I think I'll say this as far as an advantage, because it's so hot, it might tap down the excitement level of LSU fans. We've seen this. I think it was the Stony Brook Super Regional. One of those games was a day game, and Stony Brook got on top, and LSU fans were kind of out of the game because it was warm, and LSU wasn't doing anything. And I think if you're West Virginia, you would rather play this game in the afternoon than on a Saturday night. We saw what happened last week. Dallas Baptist melted with that. They just melted because of the excitement level of the crowd last Saturday night. They were jacked up. They were ready to go. And that team just wilted under that kind of pressure. The fan base is going to be ready to go, but it is going to be probably tapped down a little bit.
Thank you, Jeff.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.